So I think it's fair to say it's been a pretty brutal time for small businesses, business owners and people who work in the service industry. And there's a podcast on this topic that caught our eye recently. The title was The Worst Year of My Life. It was recorded by Gary Fox. And Gary is a business owner who's been chatting very openly about what the last year has been like for him. And he pretty much sums it up in the title. Gary, how are you?
Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, not a bother. So listen, before we chat about 2020, tell us a little bit about you and your business. You're a tip man in Dublin.
A tip man, yeah, in Dublin and now in Wicklow. So yeah, it's been a bit of a long journey. So yeah, before COVID, I was running an Airbnb management company. So we're in the hospitality space. So it was one of the ones kind of first affected. It's one of the ones we saw at first, you know.
Yes.
But before that, we'd been running the business for about 6 years, built it from scratch myself. So yeah, that's kind of, that was the journey to date.
Okay, so you'd been 6 years in business. Host Butlers, that's the name of the company, right?
Host Butlers, exactly.
So
yeah.
January and February, pre-COVID, pre the big March kind of, you know, shit show, shall we call it. How was business before you knew this virus was coming?
Yeah, it was great, to be honest. So our season would generally be from March to October. So the couple of weeks before Paddy's Day would be the start of our kind of season, if you want to call it that way.
Mm.
And it was great. You know, we kind of caught the rising tide of Airbnb 5 or 6 years ago and had just kind of, you know, when you get to, you know this yourself as being an entrepreneur, you get the business to a certain point and it's kind of optimized and you're going, this is going pretty good. I think that those dreaded words from things are going pretty good. And then we did super team and we'd super operations and super partners that worked with us. And then just around January, just started to see a few strange things happening.
Mm. So I know because that was around the time like January, February, you had Asian guests were cancelling. Then, of course, there was the Six Nations, which would have had a big impact for you.
Exactly. We saw it a little bit in January and we kind of, in typical Irish cynicism, we were like, that's a bit dramatic, isn't it? You know, we were kind of like looking at it and no one really had heard anything about it and they were cancelling and we were like, oh, that's unusual, but it wouldn't be crazy, you know? And then when the Six Nations happened, we were like, oh, is this going to go ahead? Is it not? But it was only really when all the guests started cancelling for Paddy's and we were like, oh, this is going to be a real dent now. This is going to take, in my head, I went, this is going to be a few weeks now to recover from.
Because Paddy's week, like the week before Paddy's and the lead up and all the Americans coming in, booking Airbnbs. That would have been probably your busiest time of the year, right?
Yeah. We take it for granted because it's just there. But it's on so many people's bucket lists from all across the world. It's such a big thing for them to go to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. And that would have been our craziest time. And when that stopped, that was the first time I think I was sitting where I'm sitting now. I kind of looked out the window. I was like, that's kind of a bit of a dent now, really. That's a blow. It'll take us a little bit of time to get back from it. And when I look back on it now, you kind of have to laugh because you're like, it just, no one could have foreseen what came.
Mm-hmm. And you had two offices then, like as the kind of the weeks and the months progressed, you had two offices in Temple Bar. You had to let people go. What was that like? Gary, hello, can you hear me? Oh dear, I think we've lost him there, have we? Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll try and get him back on the line.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Gary, are you back with us?
I'm back, Catherine. The joys of remote working.
The joys of remote working. There you go. I'm talking, for those of you who've just joined us again, I'm talking to Gary Fox, who is the owner, entrepreneur of Host Butlers. And we're talking about what it was like when pandemic hits the tourism industry, which is what you were working in. So essentially, what I'm getting from you, Gary, was that it was the shock and then things were so out of your control. And, you know, you've put everything into this one business. Like people talk about the word pivot and people were pivoting and moving and kind of, you know, trying to go online and move their business. But this was a business that you couldn't actually pivot. You couldn't pivot. You were sort of stuck.
Yeah, precisely. And that was it. It was just a complete loss of control. And when you're working for yourself, you know, it's that kind of sense of control and freedom that you seek out. You know, you want that sense of control. And then when that's gone, there's a massive shock. There's kind of a feeling of, what do I do now? Because you just constantly want to solve the problem.
Mm. So to say the rug was pulled out from you very rapidly is an understatement. And as an entrepreneur, you're somebody who is busy, is constantly thinking, is constantly innovating. So how do you deal with those quieter days with nothing to do, no income coming in, And it's fair to say that, you know, there are so many people, and that's why we're having this chat, there's so many people in the same boat as you.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of recorded the podcast that you alluded to there, The Worst Year of My Life, because I felt a lot of people were talking about it, but no one was actually sharing their story. And without, like, it's how I learn and it's how I empathize with others, is that I listen to their stories. And that's what I do in the podcast, is we share other people's stories. And I felt a lot of people were talking about how hard it was in facts and figures and very much kind of big picture stuff. But it's actually the human element of it that I think is getting overlooked for a lot of small businesses, because if you spent years working in a small business and you've maybe built it up to two or three people, the impact on that, on yourself, but also on the team that you've built, is huge. And the impact on the mental health side of things as well is kind of, it's getting paid lip service a little bit, but it's, I just felt it was important just to share so people could maybe, so I could kind of understand it myself, I think, so I could share with others, and by kind of talking about it, I could kind of work through it myself, and then hopefully other people could kind of go, oh, well, I actually feel like that. And since I put it out, I've just got so many messages from fellow entrepreneurs and people who aspire to be entrepreneurs going, I felt like that. I thought it was just me, and I'm just so happy that I can relate to it, you know?
And in the podcast, what really struck me when I listened to it was there was a moment for you when a mate very innocently asked you a very innocent question that sort of was the start of you actually realizing how negatively impacted you were emotionally, how real the whole situation had become for you.
Yeah, and it was such an innocent question, Catherine, and he didn't mean anything by it.
No.
He just asked me, how are you putting down your day? And I was like, I just couldn't say anything. I couldn't think of what to say. Like, obviously, you keep busy and you're doing things. But when he asked me that, it just caused, like, my brain to short circuit. I'm like, well, how am I putting down my day? And it just brought up all these questions about what am I doing? Where am I going?
And is there a shame attached to that?
There is. And it's bizarre because you know things are beyond your control. In your heart of hearts, right, you know that it's beyond your control and you've done everything you can. But there's an incredible feeling of shame and guilt. The guilt and the shame are the two things that got me, because I just felt so guilty over what had happened to the people that worked with me, the people that were my partners, my transport partners, the cleaning company we used. And I just felt ashamed even having to call them and go, I don't know what to say to you. Mm. You know, I hate ringing someone and going, I've got a massive problem to land on your lap and I've no solution. Mm. And you just feel embarrassed. Mm.
And when it's, you know, no matter what anybody says, when you are, you know, with your job and especially with a business that you've built and grown in the way that you have, it's a huge part of your identity.
Absolutely. And it's like the movie quote, it's not business, it's personal. Mm. Or it's not business, it's personal. It's so personal. Mm. You know, it's so personal to you, especially if it's a business you founded yourself and it's your identity. And I used the analogy on the podcast of, you know, you go to the wedding and you don't know anyone at the table. And it's nearly the first question someone asks you, or you ask someone, so what do you do? You know, and now I'm so conscious of that with people, because, you know, a lot of people have lost that purpose of, well, what do I do? What is my identity? What is my purpose? And I think it's when it stops, you kind of really start to question it and you really start to go, wow, my identity is so tied up into what I do. Mm.
And so how have you coped, Gary? Because it's like dealing with a trauma, really, isn't it?
It is. And to be honest, Catherine, I think I looked at it as if I was being stoic. I looked at it as, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a little bit better. There's a lesson in everything. And that's how I always kind of approach things. Mm. But then it was kind of towards the end of last year, some other things happened that were just beyond my control again. It was like a tipping point. It was like just you're building this pressure, and this pressure valve is building in you. And it was only kind of when it got to January and I was like, I need to do something here, because we all know nothing was going to change on January 1st. Like, there's no magic bullet on January 1st. But still in all, I had that kind of feeling of, you know, it's going to be a new year. Things are going to change. And then about the second week of January or first week of January, it's just like, no, this is majorly getting on top of me now. I need to do something about it. So it was a combination of things, really. It was just reaching out to really great people around me. Like, I'm very, very lucky to have built up a great network of friends and fellow entrepreneurs who I can speak honestly with and be very open and going, you know, it's like when you pass someone on the street, you go, how are you? And without even thinking, the answer is grand now yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting beyond that. Mm. It's getting beyond that question going, actually, yeah, I'm not feeling great, you know.
And you started going to counselling. You started going to counselling as well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So both Catherine was the answer. Yes, started going to counselling. Like, that wasn't an easy decision, but I just felt it had to be better than where I felt at the minute, you know. And it's not an easy process, but it's been the most beneficial thing I've probably ever done for my own mental health and physical health.
Mm-hmm. To talk about things and get it off your chest. And I suppose, is it a man thing or a businessman thing to not talk about things?
It's a great question. I think it's both, to be honest, okay. Because definitely is a man thing, but I think it's a business person thing. I'm sure there's male and female entrepreneurs listening going, yeah, I just felt I'd no one to talk to, because you kind of box yourself into a corner a little because you don't want to show panic to people you work with, or you don't want to show panic to your customers, or, you know, you don't want to admit we could be in trouble here. Mm. And often you've left no one to turn to going, because you don't want to burden your family either. So just having that external body, that external person who can look at it completely fresh and go, do you know what? This is happening. This is okay. You're dealing with it all right.
You're going to get through tools.
Just little ways to think about it. Yeah. Little tools you can go, how do you think about it like this? And you're like, okay. Because it's very hard to step away from yourself and look at it dispassionately.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, hopefully we will get you'll get an autumn boost for the business, and maybe even a summer boost. You've got to stay positive, as you say, and as you say in the podcast, you've got to keep walking.
Absolutely.
So listen, lovely to chat to you, and I think it's just, as you said, it's an honest human story that so many people are going through, and it's the human side of it that sometimes we don't hear. We hear the facts and the figures, and sometimes we don't hear the human impact on it. So thanks for taking the time to talk to me today, Gary, and best of luck.